Assalamu alaikum everyone, hope you're doing great. Welcome to the 14th episode of Coffee Time with Technology, this time with the review of yet another of the awesome 100 innovations designed for change which I've chosen from the Finland 2019 list. So let's explore, what is Design for Change all about? DFC, Design for Change, empowers students to be socially aware and proactive change agents in their community. Through undertaking self-directed community projects, students shift their mindset from can I to I. Kiran P. Sethi, who's a Design for Change founder, firmly believes that all children have the ingredients to be the change. He believes that all children grow with the belief that they are not helpless, change is possible, and that they can try. He further says that they've received more than 20,000 stories of change from 45 countries and they've impacted almost 2.2 million students. I completely agree with Kiran B. Sethi's interview when she explains beautifully how kids develop the I-kind mindset in them during the early years of their life. When they start crawling, moving to sitting, and then start walking, they are fearless, they're born entrepreneurs. When they reach the education stage, we simply shut their mind by telling them you can't. She explains that Design for Change is all about developing and inculcating the I can mindset in the kids. It's a four-step process which includes to feel, to imagine, to do, and to share. Every child, she further says, has the right to express their views on the matters that bother them, that affect them, that concern them. And they have this view, and it's important that their views are considered and heard. Education systems have an opportunity to develop each child's personality and talents to the full, to encourage child's respect not only for themselves, but the human rights, for the cultures and the environment that they interact with. In short, children should be empowered to be active citizens, to be able to actually make change in the world that they live in. Design for Change is completely decentralized. The ideas for projects actually come from the schools and the communities themselves. This means that any school can adopt their key principles, four steps, feel, imagine, do, and share, and customize them to the method that suits their needs. The four steps, feel, imagine, do, share, used by Design for Change, lead students to understand situations empathetically. It gives them opportunity to imagine creative solutions. It provides an opportunity to work collaboratively with a group of people. Put those solutions into practice. This approach builds viability skills, empathy, collaboration, leadership, presentation, taking control of their learning. Children are able to look into skills that they thought they never had. In addition to improved academic standards, teachers see their students as more empowered. The practice shifts from teachers to facilitators as children take charge of their own life. Design for Change organizes a global conference, Be the Change, to allow young superheroes from across the world to showcase their stories and to inspire others with their determination and courage. Design for Change has won 8 awards up till now. What are the steps for implementation? In case you're interested to implement the Design for Change project in your schools, there are 4 steps that you need to follow. 1. Feel. Learners take a close look at their surroundings. They identify a problem they feel very strongly about and engage with the community to thoroughly scrutinize the situation. Through multiple perspectives, developing empathy in the problem. Think from the heart. The first step towards making change happen is to understand how people. Learners are encouraged to look at their surroundings closely and report and observe things that bother them. Learners then share their observation with their team and vote as a group for one situation they would like to see change. After selecting the issue, learners dig deeper to understand better by asking questions such as, when does this happen? How does it happen? Where does it happen? Who is being affected? Next step is to share with people who are involved and directly affected by this in order to understand their concern, that they're able to develop a solution for them, so that able to develop a solution to understand their concerns, so that a solution can be designed for them rather than for them. Learners brainstorm potential solutions as a group. They are encouraged to think big and build upon the ideas of key considerations at this stage are whether the solution is bold in nature, easy to replicate, long-lasting while impacting the maximum number of people. Group the notes to decide which ideas best address each part of the situation they want to change. Third, the do stage. In this stage, the young people step out of their classrooms and put their ideas into action, redefining failure as prototype. In this step, young people make change happen. This is where they can be the change. First comes the planning stage, where learners will need to consider what resources they will require, what is their budget, how will they raise the money, who will give them the budget, how many people will be involved in the project, how much time will be needed in the project, how much time each participant is going to spend on the project, and each of these findings will be documented. Within the group, learners choose their role and responsibilities, keeping individual strengths in mind, which is the best thing that I like about the design. Next, the plan will be put into action. Finally, learners will reflect on their work, considering what they learned about the situation, their team, and themselves. It is also important to consider how to sustain the impact of their. Fourth, the share stage. Learners are encouraged to share their stories with the world to enable the young people to say, I can. Stories can be shared with a Design for Change at their website, challenge.efcworld.com, where submission guidelines can also be found. Learners can submit either a photo story or a video story. Going even further, young people are encouraged to spread the magic of their stories through school assemblies, TV and radio shows, social media, newspaper, critics and articles and forums. Now, the most important question, how does the Design for Change project meet the 100th criteria? Let's have a look. How does the innovation meet this criteria? Innovativeness. Design for Change is very contextual. It can be replicated and used in multiple ways to teach content and inspire children to participate in the projects and become self-aware. It is the simplicity of the framework that allows so much innovation to happen. The program develops problem-solving, critical thinking skills, and high levels of empathy. In fact, Design for Change has received over 20,000 stories of change from 45 countries and has impacted 2.2 million students. Research conducted at the Harvard Graduate School of Education shows significant attitudinal shifts. Most students begin the sessions feeling frustrated and helpless, and the majority leave feeling motivated, hopeful, proud, and scalability. Design for Change partners with the organizations to bring the program to as many children. For example, in collaboration with the International Office for Catholic Education, Design for Change has been taken over to 240,000 schools worldwide, while Scholars Apprentices has taken Design for Change to over 446,000 schools worldwide. So why do I think this project can be extremely useful in schools in Pakistan? A number of reasons. Most schools are following the traditional approach where in the early years the focus remains on learning alphabets and numbers. The more emphasis, though, should be on building them as strong, empathetic individuals by inculcating a belief from the very beginning that they can do anything. They have the strength within, make an important part of the community, their ideas are valued, and they're encouraged to share those ideas. Feel, imagine, do, share will provide students a great opportunity to know about themselves, their strengths, unlock the skills they were not aware of before, learn to work together in collaboration in teams, do something practical for the community they live in. Be creative, be innovative, put their ideas into practice, consider others as point of view without being judgmental. This is something which is missing in the curriculum taught at most schools in Pakistan today. I find it very interesting and applicable. You need to explore and dig more a little in case you're interested to adopt the project and implement it in yours. So I hope you've enjoyed my Coffee Time episode 14 of Coffee Time with Technology. Give it worth a try. Go and check out till my next episode 15 of Coffee Time with Technology. Take care. Allah Hafiz. Love you all. Bye-bye.